From everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, I want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. And I also want to thank our sponsors who continue to make this show free every single week. We've got some great sponsors. And this week's sponsors are Tailgate Giant, Super Bowl 50 Book, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your walk, it's said, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. Does everybody want some?
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this very special Thanksgiving Day episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. As you can probably hear, I'm a little under the weather today, but that's okay because there's three big football games that I'm going to be checking out today, and I'm sure a lot of you are as well, as well as spending time with friends and family around the Thanksgiving table. And we have a very traditional Thanksgiving meal prepared this year, and everybody's been involved, so we're excited about that and excited about family and friends coming over today. I think we've got about 23 going to be over here at the Game Day Media Vault, and we're looking forward to that a little later today. Speaking of Thanksgiving and turkey, we're going to be having a nice chat with the head chef over at Butterball. This is our tradition. We talk to him every year. This is Tony Sita. And he's going to give us and you some great ideas to prepare your turkey, not only today, which it may be a little late today, but throughout the year, because turkey is certainly something that people are enjoying throughout the year, and he's going to give us some insight on that. So we got a great show for you. If you find a chance to listen to us today on Thanksgiving, I really do appreciate it, but you may listen to this two or three weeks after the holidays, because I know between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, people get busy. So go back, and if you're listening to this in January, well, Happy New Year to you. But we really appreciate you tuning in to Tailgate Radio, and we certainly appreciate that. And before we go this week, we're going to just extend our very best wishes to the members of the Game Day Media family. And we hope you will enjoy that as well. So when we come back from the break, we'll have Tony Sita with Butterball. He's going to talk to us about all things turkey. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear, because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, Over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here on this very special Thanksgiving-themed show. And when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about turkey. And when you think about turkey, only really one name comes to mind, and that's Butterball. And we are very excited to have the executive chef from Butterball, Chef Tony Sita, joining us on this week's Tailgate Radio.
Well, thank you, John, and welcome to all your listeners, too.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us. I know that it has to be extremely busy this time of year at the Butterball headquarters.
Right now, I mean, we are extremely busy. I mean, behind me, we've got approximately 25 people answering phone calls for all of our customers that are calling in and needing some guidance about how to prepare their Thanksgiving turkey.
You know, that Butterball hotline has become something of folklore. How did that get started originally?
It started about over 30 years ago, 1981. And it's all started, you know, that a few people called in, they had some questions, and then it just snowballed into where we are today. On Thanksgiving Day, we will answer around 12,000 calls, you know, on how to prepare turkey. And if we also help them out in some of their, you know, if there's some side items they need a little help out with, too, we'll give them a little hand there also. But it is, it's been really fun. And, you know, we get some great stories that we can tell. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, speaking of stories, in your estimation, how many Butterballs are consumed annually during the holiday season?
Well, it's, you know, that's kind of hard. You know, 80% of all the people in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving with the turkey. And out of that 80%, one out of every five turkeys, one out of four turkeys is a Butterball turkey. So, you know, numbers-wise, you know, that's way up there.
That is
way up there.
Is there a most traditional way to prepare a turkey at this time of year?
Oh, well, the traditional, you know, you go back to, you know, it's the roasting of the turkey, and it's just, you know, with stuffing or without stuffing. You know, and that's probably one of the most common ways that we get it. But, you know, when I serve turkey at house and at home, like I'll be going home tomorrow, and on Thursday, I will be serving one off a grill, one out of a deep fat fryer, and one prepared the traditional way. So I like turkey all different kinds of ways. So it's, and especially off the grill. You cannot beat it off of a grill.
Well, you know, you're talking to the right audience because we have folks that are out in parking lots that actually have family traditions celebrating out in the parking lot before their favorite football game. So what are some other unique ways that you've seen Butterball turkeys prepared that has really been interesting to you and one of those ideas that you've taken from maybe the folks that are consuming the turkeys themselves?
Okay, I mean, you know, interesting question. One, you know, the popularity of a deep-fried turkey, everybody, you know, that's tried it really like it. But what I like to do with it, I will then take the turkey that I will inject it with the same ingredients that I would if it were going to be a deep-fried turkey, and then brush it with a little bit of oil, and then put the same rub, and then I'll roast that. So you'll get that same deep-fat fried flavor, but only with a little bit of smokiness that comes off of your grill. So that's one way that I like to do it. spatchcock is another way that it's a great way of doing it. And I like to do that with smaller turkeys, right around 10 to 12 pound turkeys, where you split out the backbone and then you roast that, you know, open onto your grill. I started out with a higher temperature and then drop it to around 325 degrees. And I like to cook it slow because it really, after I've browned it off a little bit at a high temperature, and it really helps to tenderize it and really add some nice flavor to it. And then the other way that I like to do it, have you ever heard of porchetta?
I have not, no.
Okay, porchetta, it's taking a pork loin and they actually wrap it with the belly of the hog. It's outstanding. That's... And on a grill, it is unbelievable. But what I like to do with that is I prepare that same recipe using turkey. You know, and then I will then take that. The seasonings that are in there are like roasted fennel, fresh sage, fresh parsley, lots of garlic. I like a little lemon in it, and I make a paste out of this or a rub, and I rub that inside the turkey, and then you butterfly it and then roll it inside there, take the skin of it, wrap it around the breast, and then roast that. Absolutely unbelievable.
What time's dinner? I'm ready to come over now. That sounds unbelievable.
John, you're welcome at my home anytime you would like, without a problem.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the fact, something you brought up earlier, that deep frying has become very popular. And we see that a lot traveling around the country and going to different stadiums and NASCAR events and things like that. But I've always heard different ways to prepare, how long to leave it in the oil. Can you give us the definitive answer on how to best deep fry a turkey?
Okay, you know, there are, you know, one of the things that I like about deep fat fryer, not because I am with Butterball, but we have a deep fat fryer that we have. It's a Butterball turkey fryer. It's really great because it's safe. All right, but the only thing is it runs off of electricity. But, you know, you can place your turkey in there, and I can take and prepare a 12-pound 14-pound turkey in between 45 minutes and an hour in this particular deep-fat fryer. But sometimes when you're out tailgating, too, you have some of the gas fryers. And it's the safety part of it is making sure that you follow the manufacturer's recommended procedures. Number one, there's a fill line in the deep-fat fryer, making sure you do not exceed that fill line with oil, because it will do, your turkeys will happen to boil over. The other thing, too, is to make sure that the turkey is as dry as possible, that you get getting out all that excess moisture, making sure it's totally defrosted. And then before it's lowered into the hot oil, you must turn off the flame, just in case if it boils over, because you take hot cooking oil and expose it to a flame, it will flare up and burn. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always turn it off, lower it in slowly into the oil, and then allowing it to cook. The temperature I like to cook is right around 350 degrees. And as I mentioned earlier, a 12 to 14-pound turkey will take right around 45 minutes to an hour, right in there. But the flavor that comes out of that turkey is absolutely fantastic.
Do you know where that originated from? Because the first time I had it was about a dozen years ago down in Louisiana. And I didn't know if it originated there or if there was any other history but behind how that deep frying took place.
I heard the same story. It's out of the Louisiana area when they come into the deep fat frying a turkey. That's actually one of the first places that I've enjoyed the turkey, too, was in Louisiana. So, I mean, but what a flavor. You know, that southern influence of frying foods, you know, and somebody probably just took it, dropped a turkey in there and said automatically, boom, here I came out with a turkey in a relatively short period of time. And the flavor is unbelievable. And, you know, the Cajuns really like to spice things up. So they're, you know, the flavor that they inject the turkey with is phenomenal. And that rub that they put on it and allowing it to cook You can't beat the flavor.
I'm here with chef, executive chef with Butterball, Chef Tony Sita. And Tony, before we go, what are some tips or some little known tricks that you can tell our audience that will help enhance their Butterball experience this Thanksgiving?
One of the biggest, you know, questions that we have on the turkey talk line is how do I prevent my turkeys from becoming dry? And the biggest thing for that is the thermometer. And here again, when I roast a turkey, you know, I will then check it in two spots, in the thickest part of the thigh and also at the thickest part of the breast, just above the wing. And at the breast, I want to make sure I've got it to a temperature of 165 to 170. And in the thigh, I want to make sure it's about 180 degrees. Now, if we notice that the breast is starting to cook quickly and the thigh is not, what I do is I take a piece of foil and I'll make a tent out of it and I'll place it over the breast. And that will then help to slow down that cooking process of the breast, so the temperature will equalize so I can get that 180 in the thigh and 165 to 170 in the breast. And that to me is the, that really helps to save a lot of dry turkeys. It makes it easier to carve, and the moisture content of the turkey is just outstanding.
Well, I can tell you, Chef, that I appreciate so much you taking time during this extremely busy time of year. I can hear the folks in the background on the hotline. It sounds like things are already kicked into full gear. And, you know, one of the things about Butterball is it's an American tradition. And we are so thankful that you took a few minutes out of your busy day to speak to us here at Tailgate Radio.
Well, John, I really want to thank you and all of your listeners. And if they have any problems, please call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or they can contact us at butterball.com, and that will give you any kind of questions that they have. Earlier we had a question about deep fat frying. You can go on to butterball.com, and we actually have a video on how to deep fry the turkeys. So it will, you know, any question that you may have, we've got 30 years of experience, and we've cooked thousands of turkeys, and we could really help you out as much as we can.
Well, from everybody here at Tailgate Radio, we want to thank you and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and enjoy that Butterball.
That's executive chef with Butterball, Chef Tony Sita. Thank you for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio. And folks, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio on this very special Thanksgiving episode right after this.
Happy Thanksgiving from everybody here at Tailgate Radio. And I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to head over to my website right now at tailgateradio.com. And I would love for you to hit the link to the Super Bowl 50 book and buy one of these for the sports fan in your life, the NFL fan, the football fan, because this book has it all. It is one of the most, first of all, it's a beautiful book physically. I've got the hardbound version that feels like a pigskin, feels like a football. And once you open up the book, it is the most comprehensive history of the Super Bowl. All 50 years, all 50 games. But not only the games, the pre-games, the entertainment, the personalities, players that never played in the Super Bowl. It has everything that a true sports fan would want to have as a compendium and as a almost a family heirloom as far as football goes. And so I can't stress to you enough, and we've partnered with the fine folks over at Super Bowl 50 Books. So go to the link like right now, SuperBowl50Book.com, SuperBowl50Book.com. You know, before we wrap this show up this week and you get back to spending time with your friends and family at Thanksgiving, I just want to remind you a couple of things. You can find us at tailgateradio.com on the internet. That's our website where all of our recipes and news and our archives of our shows are handled. You can always go to tailgateradio.com. You can also find us at Twitter at tailgateradio. And coming into the new year, we're going to be doing some new things. We're going to be adding an Instagram page. I know we're late to that, but there are just so many photos and things that you guys are sending us. and sharing with us. Had somebody ask, we're not going to do the Kielbasa National Tailgate Club of the Week this week just because it is a holiday week. We'll get back to that in a couple of weeks, and we'll be wrapping that up at the end of the football season. So please continue to send in nominees, yourself, your own club, club that you participated in, or just somebody you think has a really cool setup that you think should be considered. And we are going to continue that from mid-December. I think we'll start that back up on the 17th of December through the bowl season and the NFL playoffs. So thank you for asking about that, and continue. We've had some great winners, and they've sent some really cool photos after they've received their Kielbasa delivery, and we certainly appreciate that. So we'll get back to that in just a couple of weeks. I just want to take a couple of minutes now to just say how thankful I am to you, the audience, for continuing to listen to Tailgate Radio, to the folks here at Game Day Media, Bill, who handles all of our social media, Jenny, Michael, they work kind of work behind the scenes, Nick and Cade are also folks that help with the production side and some of the editing that we do here. Also want to thank the fine folks across the country that send us articles, send us Q&As, which we're going to do another Q&A, I think, maybe next week. This is a team effort, and we can't do this without you listening. I certainly don't want to sit and listen to myself talk. It's a fun, you know, with everything going on in the world, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. This is a escape for you to have some fun, just to learn about, the next greatest grill out there, the cool super fans that dress up and spend the day out in the parking lot, talking to sports personalities, chefs. So that's what we do, and we never claim to be anything more than that. So if you can escape by listening to Tailgate Radio for half an hour every week, we certainly do appreciate it. And with that, I just want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And we're just going to, unlike most weeks where we, we kind of just roll out of here with our traditional music and the Tailgate Radio theme song from our good friend Colt Ford, we're gonna leave this week with an independent artist named Kai Engel with a song called Blizzard. I hope it's not blizzarding where you are, but it's just a beautiful piece of music, and I think it puts everybody in the holiday spirit. So for everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.